MSW Media.
Hi, I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
We are Frangela, and welcome to The Final Word!
The Final Word with Frangela!
The final word.
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 Ba 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 ba!
Thank you for joining us here on the Sexy Liberal Podcast Network and at MSW Media.
Yes, because you, as we always say, have the best taste.
It's true.
You have clarity in thought.
It's true.
You're better people.
You're better people. Your intelligence is unparalleled.
Unparalleled. And we want to thank those of you who support us and this podcast by being Patreon subscribers. If you go to Patreon and put in Frangela and you got a little extra, you can become a subscriber too and help us continue to exist. And that is what you're doing. And we cannot thank you enough to our old G's, to any new G's. And if, you know, and all, as always, if you can't do that financially, and we understand because we can't, then there are a lot of ways to support us and support progressive podcasts and just support, you know, Black people in general.
Yes.
And one of them is just to get people to listen to this podcast and sign up, subscribe, download, review, or you can steal their phone and do it for them.
Yes. And did you know that you could have Frangela in your pocket?
What?
You can have Frangela in your, as a pick-me-up in your pocket. Go to Cameo right now. Let me tell you, okay? We had a Cameo for somebody the other day who is going through a tough, difficult job search. And what we made sure to tell them that baby, you a boss bitch.
That's
Don't
right.
ever let this shit get you down.
That's
go ahead.
Right.
Go to Cameo.com. Get you some Frangela in your pocket.
That's right. You can pull this out whenever you need a little pick-me-up. If you're one of those people like, and you can jump off the handle, you got some impulse control issues or some anger management issues, or maybe you got to go through the drive-thru and you're like, oh, right quick before I go through this drive-thru, let me get a dose of Frangela advice or support so we can help you manage your fast food expectations or manage your other people expectations.
That's right, baby.
Seriously. Then you can just pull it out and play it and be like, relief.
Mm-hmm. Also join us for the momentous, amazing, every Friday in the third hour of the Stephanie Miller Show. What's going to happen, Angela?
This is blackness. It's where Woo-hoo. We get, it's black. It's where Stephanie, she's really very black on Fridays between 8 and 9. So you should it's the blackest thing going.
It is the blackest thing going.
It's the new black.
Besides this podcast. Speaking of which, talk about the blackest thing going. You know, let me tell you something. Y'all know I come from the hood. I come from the hood. And this is where I want to talk about instigators and bullies.
Thank you.
Right? From Thank the streets.
You. People who, ILS mofos.
Right? Right?
S-H-I-T mofos.
What I love, I'm going to tell you something. One of my favorite moves in TV and what have you, is when the bully yells for backup and ain't nobody there.
Dude, it's the best part of Training Day.
Yes.
When at the end of the movie, Ethan Hawke standing there like all pathetic and Denzel is standing there that one tier. And he's saying, come on, get this guy, you know, get this punk. And they all step back.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is it like that? And they're like, yeah, dog, it's like that.
It's like that. Well, Trump claimed that he was going to be arrested on Tuesday and urged his supporters to, quote, protest and take our nation back. Which, can I just...
I have so many problems.
Throw a so fucking flag on this place.
Yes, you can.
Didn't we just spend...
Thank
what
you.
Didn't the January 6th commission... just spend millions of dollars, count hundreds of thousands of hours, brought in thousands of people to interview them to discuss whether or not Donald Trump called for violence on the Capitol on January 6th. And then meanwhile, this motherfucker turn around and do it again.
Thank Francis. We all know he shouldn't be able to get away with saying, I didn't know people were going to be violent, when he absolutely did. We all know that on for January 6th. The fact is, now you know. Now you know, because it has been the primary defense of most of these people who are currently in jail or about to go to jail for January 6th violence, because they have said over and over again, they shouldn't be charged because the president told them to come and
Hallelujah.
Told them to fight and told
Hallelujah.
Them to protest. Don't, he doesn't get to act like he don't know he in a crowded movie theater yelling fire because the bitch already did it once.
That's right.
And I don't understand, because Francis, let me right now walk up into any place and cause a ruckus and see what happens with sort of deference and wait a minute and hold on and do we need a grand jury and blah, blah, blah. I get like it is absolutely, I am so livid and beyond with this. Arrest this mother for something.
Yes. And if I have to hear another person on Fox or First News or wherever the fuck they like to go get their information from, saying that the Stormy Daniels situation was nothing. But here's my point. The guy that you refused to relinquish as president had Michael Cohen, through his own judicial system, put him in jail for this very crime. So you, who was acting on your behalf. This is what I don't understand. The man had been, he been tried.
Mm-hmm. He did the time.
He did the time. We were told that this was a crime, that this is against the law. Mm-hmm. So, but now when it comes time for their guy to stand up on his own two feet and deal with it, they refuse. This is what I don't understand.
Well, there's a couple problems with this. Number one, what you're pointing out is absolutely true, Francis. The concept that what they're trying to argue
yes.
is that, and that man who came on to the, went to the grand jury in New York on Trump's behalf, that pseudo lawyer,
mm-hmm.
What they're trying to argue is that Michael Cohen, of his own free will and without any asking anyone if he could or checking with anybody, went and got a loan for over $100,000 to give to this woman he did not sleep with on behalf of Donald Trump. And that out of just sort of a random goodness of his heart, Donald Trump paid for legal work he didn't get in the same amount of money.
Right.
A man who, Donald Trump, who doesn't pay anybody for anything,
right.
suddenly paid Michael Cohen for legal work that didn't exist.
The exact same amount.
The same amount. And that's a coincidence. That's a coinky dink. But also, the idea, what really offends me, it's the best commentary I've heard this week around Trump and the Stormy Daniels issue, is this comment, you know, look, this is, it may be salacious, it may be this, but come on, it's just an affair. I'm sorry, did we all not watch millions of dollars and hundreds of hours get spent on prosecuting Bill Clinton?
Yep.
For having an affair?
Yes.
I'm trying to understand how getting a blowy potentially in the White House.
A sucking slob.
Thank you. After you're in office, it won't going to help you get elected. It was just a celebration of your election. If anything.
Right.
It wasn't going to help you get elected. It didn't help your campaign. It wasn't a donation of any sort. It didn't violate any laws outside of perhaps some job issues around harassment, etc. And I think that's the bait. For me, that was always the main issue.
Yeah.
But the reality is, This what he did, it isn't just some sort of, you know, it's salacious, it's sex, so we're interested. It's a fucking crime. And I just don't understand why the media in particular keeps allowing the conversation to get framed in any other way. You have prosecuted a man for less than this.
That's right.
You impeached a man for less than this.
That's right. And I don't understand. What I don't understand is why this man, Donald Trump, is allowed to call for violence and not get picked up for that.
But I will say, the delightfully pitiful and pathetic part of the call is it was completely unanswered.
Unanswered. Speaking of which, anti-Trump demonstrators outnumber MAGA crowd outside Manhattan Court.
Oh, and guess who outnumbered all of them?
Who?
The fucking press.
That's right.
Like, which should show you who the real problem, I mean, Donald Trump is the real problem, don't get me twisted.
Who's running this game?
But what the fuck is going on and what they're interested in?
That's right. That mess.
As far as you aren't hearing anything about. But this?
Yep. Yep. So after Donald Trump called for protest, right? But then we went to the news cycle. Tom and I were talking about it. This news cycle went to showing all of the barricades and the fear and the this and the that. Ain't nobody showed up. And even in fact, the people who were outside and being interviewed outside of Mar-a-Lago, the 12 to 15 people who were out there said that, and I appreciated this. They said, we're not here in protest. We're here to support Donald Trump. I'm not mad at that. Had people stayed where the fuck where they were supposed to be on January 6th and just been supporting the president, hundreds of police officers wouldn't have been bashed in the head. Listening
See,
to
here
that,
we are. We're right in our Omnirosa.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
Omnirosa, because we're right back at this. Is the thing Donald Trump called for it?
Yep.
And here's the thing. What happened though? This is what I find interesting. The people who those barricades are for weren't coming for this. And I maintain, and I agree with a lot of commentators, pundits who've been saying this all week, those people, the majority of the January 6th insurrectionists, and I mean the people who didn't have their hand on each other's back, mm-hmm. walking there, who didn't have the zip ties. I'm talking about the shaman. I'm talking about the guy who just got sentenced to four, you know, I'm talking mm-hmm. about a bunch of people, all the sort of the low level. The president invited us and he told us to come down here and fight to get our nation back, people.
Yeah, fringy.
They weren't in the garage, the parking garage the night before, planning with the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. They weren't a part of that.
Right.
Those people I'm not saying they've learned their lesson, but they've seen what's happened.
That's
when they
right.
go out. They go to jail and get punished. So they weren't gonna come out again. The people that we all actively are truly and should always be worried about are the domestic terrorists who
That's
we are
right.
allowing to organize right in front of our faces.
Yep.
Those are the people who had their arm on each other's back, who had military and police training. Those are the people who we need to be worried about. And quite frankly, they're domestic terrorists and they should be rounded up and put in jail.
Yep. All day long. And did you hear Trump call Bragg an animal today?
Yes, I did. Called, is his name Alvin Bragg?
Yes.
I think, oh God.
Alvin Bragg.
Yeah.
District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
He's the district
Bragg.
Attorney in New York. He called, Donald Trump called him an animal.
Yep. And I'm going to tell you something.
No, they haven't put any charges out yet. Okay.
And here come the GOP looking into asking special requests into the DA office. And the DA's office is like, New York DA's office is like, what the fuck are you doing here? Back the fuck up, Congress. You have no jurisdiction here whatsoever. No. I'm going to teach you, Jim Jordan, what the law looked like, bitch.
I mean,
Jim Jordan wrote a letter going, hey, you need to explain this. And they were like, no,
we don't.
And shit.
Y'all need a civics class. No, we don't. I think that the thing that and we say it all the time in different ways, and I believe that all you, everybody listening, that most of you, if not all of you, have the exact same feeling. You need to be worried about us. Stop worrying about these fools and worry about us, because what you are telling me every day that you do not prosecute these people and that you do not prosecute Trump is that there is no rule of law.
No, there is not.
And that there are two justice systems, and I don't need to support a government like that.
Girl.
See, that's the thing that's going to make, when you're worried about people having a revolution, you need to be worried about us.
That's
because
right.
this is the thing that you are doing over and over again. And we are under severe attack by these people, the Black community, especially people of color, all over this country. And I've had it with people acting like the two aren't connected.
And to your point, Virginia man sentenced to 4 years over January 6th attack. Because you know what he told people and what they thought was the president is going to sit here. Donald Trump is going to be president forever. Mm-hmm. And he is going to make sure that we don't suffer any consequences, just like he doesn't suffer any consequences.
Oh, I'll pardon him. I'll pardon them all. No,
right.
he didn't.
No, he couldn't.
He didn't. Because at the end of the day, he don't care about you. He only cares about himself. And he only pardoned people that he thought could be useful to him.
Yes.
Or that he needed to for his own reasons.
Jeffrey Sills, 31, was convicted of assault with a dangerous weapon. obstruction of Congress, and robbery for his actions at the Capitol's Lower West Terrace Tunnel, where officers were beaten, crushed as they tried to keep angry rioters out of the building.
We watched this. I am so sick and tired of being allowing these people to be in our government, mm-hmm. allowing them to run for office when they've committed, in my view of the law, they have committed
treason,
or sedition, whatever. It's unconscionable and it's absolutely infuriating. Just on Wednesday, I know we were all hoping for an indictment, mm-hmm. and part of the reason I was hoping for it to happen is not just obviously it needs to happen, the justice of it, but Trump is just, he's just raised another like almost $2 million over the weekend on this, on his tweet of I might get arrested. Mm-hmm. Like, why do we keep allowing them to crowdfund off of our justice?
Yep. And you know what? We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back. Well, Xi and Vladimir Putin got cozy. Mm. This week, they were fiddly diddling, rubbing toes on each other's ankles, meeting up. We have a problem, and it's called China.
Let me tell you, I feel really bad for Donald Trump in this way. You know, when you get cheated on like that out in the open, you know what I mean? Like, it's one thing to know your boo is seeing somebody else, and you hold that pain silently. But when the whole world has to see your boo calling up to somebody else, somebody younger, somebody prettier, you know, it hurts you. And I know those people, and I have empathy for him because I know him watching Xi cut on up to his beau. Putin, Trump was probably sitting up in Mar-a-Lago like, dang, man, did you have to do it in public and like
without
in
me?
Front of everybody?
I
like,
know.
Dang, I don't even got a good letter from Xi like I do from what's his name in North Korea?
Mm-hmm.
Kim Jong-un.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, Xi came over and he said he gave a 10-point proposal for, quote, a peaceful settlement in Ukraine, which includes no demand for Russia to withdraw its troops. You see,
yeah, that's a really excellent observation, Francis. So what you're saying, if you can help me understand, please. What you're saying, Francis, is you think leaving troops there
right
to occupy the country is not peaceful.
There you go.
Fantastic reasoning.
You know what? It may be a language issue. I don't know.
I don't think so. Honey, but let me tell you what pisses me off. And I know that this isn't totally, I can't prove this. I don't think that China would be doing this if Hillary was president. If Hillary had been president when Trump was president. I mean right now.
Right.
I think that Trump getting into office and being in a, like, I think it destabilized all of world, and I'm not alone in this, and all of our relationships around the world. And people feel like they can step to us because our shit ain't together.
Because
Biden is a much better, much stronger, and I think will ultimately is probably going to go down in history as one of our best presidents ever.
Yeah.
I look at this and I'm like, what I like about Biden is I know that the White House has been very vocal about not liking this, but I know deep within my soul that they called up Xi and went, I know you didn't just do that.
Mm-hmm.
I know you didn't just do that. Okay. We got you. Watch.
And I just also wanted to make sure we put this in here because, and you know what, to your point, you know, and the joke of Trump being wistful watching Xi and Putin get together, because this world, we are, you know, we're forever in this Star Wars light and dark fight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And in the dark right now in 2023, Uganda criminalizes identifying as LGBTQ today.
Coming out. Understand that they've made it a crime to say you're gay.
To say it, not practice it.
To say it. Practicing it is a crime also. But and apparently Uganda is one of 30 African nations that already bans same-sex relations. But this new law makes it the first to outlaw even coming out as a lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer.
We cannot allow the world to go backwards. This is some backwards ass shit.
We're going backwards. Here's my problem, Francis.
Shit.
This is where I have to say, you know, Governor Huckabutt, Sarah, she's signing, you know, getting rid of laws that protect against, you know, child labor, getting rid of protections for women and children, getting rid of, I mean, what are we doing? They're doing it all over the country and, you know, banning gay, banning transgender use of bathrooms, banning like
books, like, information, education.
I'm sorry. The Rosa Parks thing. I know it was, we talked about it before. But I don't, when you read it, what they did in the textbook, it is the craziest thing you've ever read. It is like they took out any, it's just like this woman was asked to move. It sounds like polite even, right? Mm-hmm. Was asked to move on a bus and she didn't. And that's really not.
That's not the story.
That's not the story.
And it's not the truth.
To me, it's like saying Goldilocks went shopping for furniture and didn't find any. Yeah. And that's the story. Mm-hmm. We're like, that's not the story.
Well, the Mexican president slams the United States report on human rights abuses. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador harshly criticized a U.S. State Department report describing arbitrary killings by Mexican police and other abuses, saying it's not true. They're a liar. But here's the thing. Those people are dead.
Yeah. What are you trying to say?
Okay. The report said police, military, and other officials were responsible for killings, forced disappearances, torture, and other forms of inhumane treatment. The report said that the government agents acted with, quote, impunity, and extremely low rates of prosecution remained a problem for all crimes, including human rights abuses and corruption. This is the thing that made me put this in here, was the president's dismissed the report. The Mexican president dismissed the report, saying that the United States, quote, believes it's the government of the world. And
not this isn't true.
Right.
I mean, he called them liars, but not, oh, we have some problems. We need to take care. No. Y'all just think you the policeman of the world.
And I want to stop and have this discussion and write us, please. Because in what you think, because this has been a discussion for the last 30, 40 years.
Really, since World War One, you know.
Really, like, really. And but when we just this week are looking back at 20 years after Iraq, okay? And then, which we went in and we destabilized them. But then we are looking at Ukraine and supporting them. Then they need our help. Angela wanted to also bring into this discussion what's happening in Haiti right now. After the assassination of the president, it's incredibly destabilized, right? Mm-hmm. And it's nothing but gangs running the whole thing. And as you were saying, people are being shot in their homes by snipers.
Yeah, so somebody is outside their home, people, and just randomly shooting people on the street. Like over 500 people have died since the beginning of the year in Port-au-Prince alone. And the UN has called for intervention. So the United Nations has called for the deployment of an international specialized support force to impede Haiti's accelerating tumble into extreme violence after more than 530 people were killed in the opening weeks of this year. And this is the thing, the UN Office on Human Rights, they've called out and said, look, the clashes between gangs are becoming more violent and more frequent. And so President Biden was talked to Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, earlier this week about just everything, but they talked about Haiti. And for a while, a few weeks ago, I guess, Haiti was much more, had at least was giving verbally, saying that they wanted to be involved in trying to stabilize Haiti and sending some kind of assistance. But then they backed off on it this week. And a bunch of other nations have sort of backed, like Brazil, I think, also. Apparently their new foreign minister, Moura Vieira, appeared to rule out the South American country's participation in a military response to what he admitted was a massive worsening crisis in Haiti. That, like, Doctors Without Borders had to close their hospital in Port-au-Prince. It is, the situation there is absolutely out of control and devolving, and people are dying and children are being raped and tortured and forced to be soldiers. And we should be doing something. And to your point, Francis, here's the thing. When you make the most off the world, you owe the most to the world, in my opinion. And that means all these people who think of ourselves as first world, we have first world responsibilities.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is for me, It's not even just that. We have a responsibility as global human citizens. And we're going to, what I need, what I would love to perform, and theoretically that's what the United Nations is supposed to be, but I need an organization that's even higher than that. Mm-hmm. Because what I need is an organization on this earth that puts humans and humanity first.
That has the ability to do it.
That does not corporations, but the life of humanity and this earth and the wellness of this earth. That's the government I'm looking for. So that when we have this kind of, because everything we have, and I'm just going to say it how I feel it, is has been impeded by a whole horrible level of human greed. You know, yeah. And so we've got these systems that are running in Mexico where we have police. If I become a police officer in Mexico right now today, I guarantee you I am going to be indoctrinated in what I can and cannot do. I'm going to be indoctrinated into, and that's not just Mexico, that's here in this country.
It's every, yeah.
You know, I'm not just saying that, but what is that the systems are in place.
Mm-hmm.
And because the systems are so thick and are in place, we have got to figure out other enticements to take better enticements, to take better care of our citizens, you know? And that's just it.
It's incredibly frustrating because on the one hand, I mean, just to put it this simply, Haiti's problem has always been the same problem. It's Black people.
They Black. They're Black and they don't give a fuck about them. That's right.
Ukraine, they look like us.
Yes.
You know, and by us, I don't mean me, you know.
Shit, you couldn't get out of Ukraine if you wasn't white. This is what killed me.
Yeah, I know.
Here's the thing, bitch, you know I don't belong here.
They were not letting people leave.
We can't prove that you're not supposed to be in this country getting shot up.
Yeah. And if you don't have oil and you aren't white in this world, then it gets really hard for people to care. And here's the thing. They can't, unfortunately, the argument that U.S. intervention in places has been negative is an easy argument to make.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But there's a difference between stopping a country from descending into absolute chaos and innocent, the destruction of innocent life. And we're trying to protect this company's ability to take wealth out of this country.
Yep.
Those are different things. And for me personally, that's, and what you're saying, I believe, is this, that is where you would like to see our might used.
Yes, exactly.
And in fact, that we have a responsibility to do that when we have made, you know, the biggest company back in the, and I don't even know if they're still there, but the tennis ball people, is it Rawlings? I can't remember.
Sure, we'll say that.
Something like that. But they were like one of the biggest companies in Haiti for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that population has been put through so much since it had the audacity to have a successful slave revolution.
Yep.
They're gonna continue to pay for it forever. What's going on there now? Like, we should, it is frustrating to watch the news and we don't hear any of this. We don't know, you know, you really do have to go to BBC or other news outlets to understand what's going on in the rest of the world. And it's frustrating because these are important issues and we should be aware of them.
President Biden designated two new national monuments. One, the Avi Quab. You're going to have to
don't
help
even,
me. Okay. One in Southern Nevada.
It's got a beautiful name that we will mess up.
That's right. Is one of the biggest to receive protection under Biden's presidency at more than 506,000 acres. It includes Nevada Spirit Mountain, sacred to the Fort Mojave and Hopi people, three, four other nations. It's a place of reverence, a place of spirituality, a place of healing, Biden said. God bless this man, because I'm going to tell you, wherever the fuck you sitting at right the fuck now, you on stolen land.
You remember we had a talk show for a little while.
Over
100 and almost like 150 episodes.
Here we go. And what was it called?
It was called me time. And I remember Francis. Ooh. I remember being on me time. And we used to do this. One of our bits was we would do like a little segment about one of the cities that the show was in. Mm-hmm. Right? Like a place the show was. And so we had this incredibly talented, wonderful social media person, young mm-hmm. person who is an adult, but you know, in mm-hmm. my mind, I want to, he's absolutely an adult, very talented, very smart. And he would come up with these, you know, facts about these places. And I remember one day he said to us, he was like, I'm having a little bit of a problem because the places where the show aired were primarily in the South. Now that isn't to say this isn't true of the North too, mm-hmm. but he said, every time the cities that they send me that they want me to highlight, horrible things have happened there. Like when I'm looking up the history and I'm trying to find something positive or funny for you to say, the name of the
I remember that
the name of the mountain to some horrible massacre or some horrible lynching.
Totally.
Or like every one of these places, something he's like, and I'm trying. So I'm that's because I was like, why are we talking about birds so much? And
right.
really, really light things. He's like, because he's like, the first thing that comes up, and it's absolutely true. Like, we have to face our history and do better. And that's why I'm so happy, because, you know, Trump was doing, you remember Trump standing up there with Orrin Hatch,
mm-hmm.
desanctifying, you know, lands in Utah.
So then his sons could go and fucking hunt.
And sell it to companies to do whatever the fuck they want on. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, so it is another thing that makes me happy about this presidency. And I swear to Andrea Mitchell, Francis.
Are you gonna, you know what, here's my problem. Mm-hmm. My problem is that when we see her, I think you're just gonna like go full out Tasmanian devil on the bitch.
Because she has nothing positive to say about this president.
No, like, she doesn't.
And it takes her a long time to say it too, which annoys me. And I cannot deal with the deference they show to Trump and continue to show, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And here's this person doing shit every day. He's not on executive time. Mm-mm. He's doing shit every day that's important, and they are not reporting on it, and they don't give a fuck about it.
Nope. Speaking of not giving a fuck about it, but we're going to keep on giving a fuck about it. A Fox News producer filed a lawsuit claiming the network's lawyers coerced her into providing misleading testimony in Dominion Voting System's $1.6 billion defamation lawsuit, $1 billion defamation lawsuit against the network. If I were the Justice Department, I would take every single person. I would shut down Fox News.
Yeah.
And I'd make everybody stand in a fucking line and put, just like outside the principal's office, be like, next, get your ass in here.
That's right. Wait for their turn to come in. I mean, when you think that lawsuit from Abby Grossberg came shortly after Fox News sought a temporary restraining order to prevent her from disclosing privileged information like in-house legal discussions. So what she's alleging is that Fox News lawyers coerced, intimidated, and misinformed her as they prepared her to testify for this lawsuit. She contends that Fox News lawyers advised her against hiring a personal attorney and implied that she was being, quote, too candid in her deposition prep sessions. These are huge violations, ethics violations of their roles as attorneys, on top of being crimes and witness tampering and a whole bunch of other issues probably. And they took extra time, they said, to quote, to make sure she got her story straight and in line with Fox's position, and that she was urged to give answers like, I do not recall. See, to me, why Dominion has to present any other evidence? This is like,
That's it.
And these lawyers need to be brought up on ethics charges and lose their ability to practice law.
Absolutely.
At the very least.
Absolutely.
Because you are not supposed to put somebody on the stand to lie.
This is what my problem. This is the at the root of my existence. We are here. We are watching this shit because of Donald Trump and the things that he has been allowed to get away with. And the fact that Fox can sit there and intimidate all of their employees and coerce them into a lie that was a bigger that to support a bigger lie that the election was stolen and that this company had a part in it. There are so many levels to this that are dangerous.
Yep.
For my problem isn't that I'm a black woman sitting over here and I'm angry because Fox News is fucked up. This is a danger to my country.
But I am also that. I am also a black woman who's angry that Fox News. I am also that. You're right. But I'm also that. I just want to say real quick too, just if you could write to us at fragilezero@gmail.com if you understand how closed captioning happens, because while we're doing the podcast, I keep the news on and I just have the closed caption just in case something happens, right? I don't know, because I don't know if it's a person who types it in or a computer that types it, because when I tell you whatever's going on today is really fucking wrong. It is like all sorts of dollar signs and somebody is hitting, is the typo level is crazy. I just read like there's like back exclamation point U, dollar sign J-5A, applause 5A. Last week we learned the drug companies, it's Biden talking and it's live and it's so off.
Well, Jerry had to go to the bathroom. He is normally on the prompter, but now
so feels like a temp. It's like some with a small Q in the middle of it. The word some, but it's like so small Q M E D G dash T R Q I. What is that? I know you're gonna be hearing this tomorrow, but seriously, it's really fucking, I have no idea what he's saying because it's all these weird symbols.
And that, everybody, is our final word. And now it's time for emails. Time to go get your emails.
You can also just write us in general, at frangela08@gmail.com. We want to thank you for doing so. Our first email is from it's Mamie. She says, another thank you. Ladies, I'm walking my daily constitutional and grinning like a fool, and it's all your fault. I sent you a little thank you via PayPal. Thank you to let you know you are appreciated. Please keep on keeping on. In gratitude, Mamie. We thank you, Mamie. We thank you for the gift, and we thank you for your support in every form.
Yes.
And understand, we know that sometimes you look crazy to people when you walk out on the street listening.
I know.
Malcolm Nance. He messed up a car on Audubon. He said, listening to Idiot of the Week.
Yes.
We are very sorry about that, but we can't pay for that.
Next up, this is entitled Chumbawamba in Hell. Alyssa F. says, hello, ladies. Just wanted to pass along this very random tidbit. I recall a couple of weeks ago on one of your shows, you talked about a pastor who claimed to have been in hell and that the music playing there was Bobby McFerrin and Rihanna. Yes, that's what he said. You commented that you thought that Chumbawamba would be playing in hell.
Okay.
I don't know.
It's I get knocked down.
But
I
up again.
I get knocked down. Over and over. Right?
I don't know if you watch Ghosts on CBS. I've been meaning to.
I watched one episode of it.
But it is one of my favorites for many reasons. I was delighted to see that on the episode that aired tonight, a character clarified that Chumbawamba literally plays on a loop in hell.
Oh, I thought you
would like to know. Love you both. Thanks you for being you. And let me think, what happened, Alyssa? This led into your
email. A major conversation.
A major conversation. It opened up the floodgates for Angela.
Because I was like, all the songs that you could torture me with, that Chumbawamba is one of them.
Come on, Eileen.
Oh my God!
I'm rolling down and down,
and then did he let me away
from him?
That I can't
love
with that.
Toto.
And then, I think one of the absolute worst, is this one. Our house in the middle.
That's
of
a
the
jam.
Street. It is the worst song, and it's like the shittiest journal entry. Like, dear diary, our house is in the middle of the street. That's not even very descriptive. It's not literary. It's not poetic. It's just bad. And they just keep saying it over and over again. And then the other one I really hate is never-ending stories.
You should see her like moving her arms. And I mean, there was
a
lot.
Me so
there was
crazy.
A lot that went along with that, everybody.
Ooh, and you know how I feel about smooth jazz and Zydeco.
Zydeco and a jazz flute.
Jazz flute is the devil's plaything. That's what that is. That's how you call Sybaris. with that nasty, awful. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear that.
And now it's time for resistance.
We've talked about this before, but we wanted you to know about Get Fox Off My Cable. Obviously, if you're paying for cable or satellite TV, you know you are subsidizing, unfortunately, Fox News, whether you watch it or not. So your cable or satellite TV provider pays a subscriber fee to carry Fox News. That cost is passed directly on to all of us.
So, you know what you can do? You can go call your cable operator and say, get this shit off.
You can do that. You can also go to unfoxmycablebox.com. That's unfoxmycablebox.com. Or you can go to change.org. They have a petition there to get Time Warner cable providers to unbundle Fox News and OAN from basic cable. And I think that's something we can all, that is something tangible we can do that we can might actually be able to get done.
Yep.
If we can get people on team, get Fox off our cable. That would be, that should be a paid subscription.
That's right. And guess what? I'm Frances Callier.
And I'm Angela V. Shelton.
And we are Frangela. Thank you so much for listening to The Final Word.